Several weeks into the new drive against militants in Afghanistan, General Petraeus said the operation around the town of Marja in Helmand province is only the beginning of a difficult effort to reverse Taliban influence and establish stability.
The civil-military campaign on which we have embarked in Afghanistan will unfold over the next 18 months. And as many of us have observed, the going is likely to get harder before it gets easier.
General Petraeus says the Taliban will fight hard to keep control of key areas. He warns senators not to expect a dramatic reduction of violence this year.
2010 will be a difficult year, a year that will see progress in a reversal of Taliban momentum in important areas, but also a year in which there will be tough fighting and periodic setbacks.
Still, General Petraeus endorsed President Barack Obama's decision to begin transferring security responsibility to Afghan forces by July of next year. He said the expansion and training of Afghan troops is key to reaching that goal. He also called Pakistan's recent operations against Taliban and Al-Qaeda elements impressive. He said the coordination with U.S. forces on the Afghan side of the border has made it more difficult for militants to move from one country to the other. Regarding the U.S. effort in Iraq, he said there has been substantial progress, citing the mostly peaceful election earlier this month. But he warned that insurgents still have the ability to create problems.
As always, however, the progress in Iraq is still fragile, and it could still be reversed.
General Petraeus said his forces are nevertheless on track to reduce their presence from the current level of 96,000 to 50,000 by the end of August, as President Obama has ordered. Regarding Yemen, General Petraeus expressed continuing concern about militant activities there, although he said recent operations by the country's military have improved the situation. And he called Iran the major state-level threat to regional stability and accused its leaders of supporting violent groups in Iraq, Lebanon, Gaza, and to a lesser extent, Afghanistan. Al Pessin, VOA News, Washington.